RTL Original Podcast.
Hey there, and welcome to Song 2, the podcast where we occasionally hit the nail on the head and manage to convince people that the second song on an album is the best or most important. Mostly, we talk about track listing and the importance thereof. And in this one, we've had it on the back burner for a while. This is Heather Woods Broderick and their opinion on whether or not the Song 2 theory holds any water.
Hi, this is Heather Woods Broderick, and you're listening to Today Radio.
Higher than kites fly.
I run a podcast called Song 2. In that podcast, I argue that the second song on any given album is the album's best or at least most important. We're asking musicians to give us their point of view, if they agree or disagree, and also to let us know the little bits of secrets they have with regards to track listing. So, Heather Woods Broderick, is the second song on an album the song's best or at least most important? If not, why not?
I don't think it's either, but I do agree with the sentiment that often the second song is that song for the record for people. For me, the second song on Labyrinth is called I Want to Go, and I think it's important in the fact that the first song on the record is a stripped down piano track, and then it launches into I Want to Go, which is this like heavier hitting bass and like crunchy synth sound at the start, and I think that's the point where you realize it's not going to be another like acoustic record, singer-songwriter record. So I think it's important in that way. It's not my personal favorite song on the record, but yeah, I think it's important. Yeah.
What is your favorite song on the record? I have to ask you.
My favorite song on the record is the last song on the record. It's called What Does Love Care? And I think it was the first song I actually wrote for the record. And lyrically, it's one of my favorite. And I think it sort of sums up the important parts of what the record is about. And I like long form music. So for me, that song is, I think, 7 minutes long, and it's just a story. You have to sit there and listen to it and sink in, and this is what I like about music, so I think that one is the most meaningful to me on the record. For the wind.